It's the 18th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Bedford taxi company has been forced to apologise to a customer over social media following an incident with one of its drivers. An unnamed Kempston female contacted A1 Cars on Mill Street to provide transportation for her and her unwell baby to a doctor's appointment in Putney. During the journey, the three-month-old newborn vomited in the back seat of the vehicle. The driver insisted that the woman pay an additional £60 for the cleaning, even though his passenger volunteered to clean it. The woman was then locked in the back seat for the next hour. The police were called and resolved the dispute, but no officers were dispatched to her location. The young mother, who says the experience was traumatic, has expressed disappointment with the police response. An apology has since been issued by the police. In addition to being sacked, the taxi driver could also lose his licence. Plummeting temperatures have caused local lakes to freeze. Therefore, a warning has been issued by Bedfordshire Police, directed at parents to make sure that children do not play in these areas. The caution was issued after school children were seen playing on a frozen lake in Wixhams. Cranfield University is testing delivery robots so that they can overcome real-world obstacles to complete their tasks. Students at the university are working with the Peak Distribution platform to gain first-hand experience in robotics. The PEC bots can be summoned and controlled by the users of the system to transport different types of items across campus, including food, library books and mail. Luton Town Football Club came from behind in the FA Cup third round to defeat Bolton Wanderers 2-1. The winning goal was scored by Chiadoje Ojbena in the 57th minute. The Hatters will next face either Everton or Crystal Palace in the tournament's fourth round. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.